Many people think of corn as something to eat, not a source of heat. But consumers are warming up to the idea of corn stoves. Ed Bossert started burning corn to heat his home 15 years ago.
I wanted a fireplace. At that time we were using propane and I didn't want to pay for it. We had just started farming. I had corn available and it sounded like the thing to do.
Bossert says the corn stove is the only source of heat for his family's 2,000 square foot home in Mineral Point. The Iowa County resident estimates it costs him about $300 a year in shelled corn to keep the house warm. Bossert eventually started to sell corn stoves and says business is brisk.
A lot of people come in to save money. A lot of people come in because it's a renewable resource. A lot of people come in because the pollution factor is basically nothing.
An air expert at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says corn stoves do produce less carbon dioxide and soot than burning wood or coal. But critics point out that farm machinery used to grow the corn generates pollution. So any gain from a cleaner burning fuel may be lost during planting and harvesting. While the environmental argument simmers, sales of corn stoves continue to heat up. Bossert says he now sells as many corn stoves as he does wood stoves.
90% of the people we sell corn burners to, we sell to from the city. The farmers, it's kind of funny, they say they're not going to burn corn because they'd rather put it through their animals. It's really, when I first started selling them, I thought that's who I would sell them to, was farmers, but it's 90% people from the towns, cities, and villages.
But other retailers find corn stoves are most popular with the country crowd. One reason is corn can be hard to come by for those who don't grow it or live near a feed mill. That's the case for many homeowners in urban areas like Madison. At Top Hat Fireplace and Chimney, Mark Gilligan shows off a lone corn stove on the showroom floor, which has prompted just 3 customer purchases despite the best efforts of sales staff.
They actually located down below an ash drawer that actually... down below, there isn't a whole lot of ash that's produced from these pellet in corn stoves because it uses most of that up.
Most corn stove dealers say a bushel or two a day will keep the cold away. With corn at a little over $2 a bushel, that can seem like a bargain compared to natural gas prices, which are 20% higher this year. But the initial cost of residential corn stoves can be steep, anywhere from $2,000 to $6,000. Craig Talowitz owns Countryside Heating in Spencer.
So this is something that it's a long-term investment. Most of the time, turnaround savings, you're usually about 5 years to 6 years, pays off your investment.
Wood stoves are generally cheaper and more popular, but Claire Barton of Hearth and Home Fireplace in Fond du Lac says more customers are considering corn stoves.
It certainly makes sense for a person that has the grain available to them, and many of them will burn corn as well as wood pellets or other grains, sometimes oats, wheat, barley, cherry pits, or items like that.
Shelled corn can produce a lot of heat and burns relatively clean. Nevertheless, the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association no longer promotes corn stoves. Executive Director Bob Olson says despite the rising popularity of corn stoves, they're not going to be a major source of corn sales.
We're using about 20% of our total crop now for industrial uses, the biggest of which is making corn into ethanol for fuel. And we expect that to keep on going.
So while Wisconsin farmers may not get rich from the golden kernels being burned in corn stoves, those who make and sell corn stoves are harvesting a good crop of greenbacks this winter. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.